Adios 2016 and aloha 2017. Having done the blog for a few years now, I've noticed that the month of December is lacking new information and news, and is generally full of reviews, looking back at the previous year, and of course, predicting the future. You know, the Wall Street Journal once reviewed its own surveys, and they found that the average expert correctly predicted the direction of interest rates, forgetting the magnitude, only 22% of the time, which is considerably less than an accurate coin toss. And while it may be a fool's errand, it will certainly be an entertaining one. So this week, I am predicting the future. I'm Joey Lombardi, and this is SourceCast, episode 54. For the first time in a long time, there are no new acquisitions to discuss the last few weeks. Thankfully, the businesses that I follow for this podcast have been relatively quiet at year's end, which will allow us to roll right into our ridiculous predictive episode. So how is 2017 going to treat the world of information systems, computing, and technology? I think for the most part you will see an expansion of the groundwork that was laid in 16 and 15. I don't think you will find anything particularly extraordinary. I just think you will see the trend lines continue. Maybe you'll see a minor bump in certain areas. Let's start with cloud. Based on everything that I've read, Amazon will continue to dominate the cloud space. They are competitive with their pricing. In fact, they are reducing their pricing right now. They will attract more customers. They will expand their business. And if the articles in December are any indication, they will actually continue to bring new services and functions to their existing cloud platforms into 2017. You'll see more cognitive ability, more database product, and maybe even a suite of applications. That is where they are currently lacking. Their competitors, like Google, like IBM, like Microsoft, not only offer hosting space, but a variety of products and services that Amazon is behind on. While Amazon has the market for the amount of people that are using the services and the sheer size of hosting ability, there isn't necessarily an Amazon-branded technology that would keep customers there should another competitor offer a much more robust and interesting platform. So this might be the year that you actually see Amazon buy a major IT company, a major software as a service provider. It would make the most sense, but do they have the capital? And is there a company willing to be purchased? Salesforce. The dark horse in the cloud space this year, and I've mentioned this in previous podcasts over the last few weeks, is Oracle. I know, I make fun of Oracle. I like to take shots at their cultural nastiness. But I do think that there is an opportunity to make some headway in the cloud market should they get their full platform offering to market and follow through with the rumors and some of the statements that they've made that they will have the most competitive pricing. I should also add that in order to be competitive, they will also need to have a very dynamic and flexible contracting structure, which is not something that they are known for. Nobody thinks about the contracts until it's too late. So where does that leave Google and IBM? I think Google and IBM are going to continue the trend of purchasing medical companies and medical services to enhance their cognitive medical abilities and services via Watson and DeepMind. I think Google and IBM are onto something. The healthcare market is primed for disruption, massive disruption, and I know that that is not a word that people want to hear in 2017. I just read a TechCrunch article that it's totally played out, but there is definitely a sweet spot. IBM has been smart with their acquisitions of medical companies, Truven, Merge, Explorus, Phytel. Google's been picking up a bunch of small medical firms as well, and they're also both working on getting access to more records. This is the tricky part. Medical records are private for a reason, but these systems won't get better unless they have access to all of this real-time medical data for them to process, analyze, and to develop trends. IBM and Google are overcoming these issues by making partnerships with medical companies and hospitals, and also making acquisitions of smaller firms that may have access to this information previously. I'm fully expecting IBM and Google to make more acquisitions in the healthcare space in 2017. The challenge for both of these companies, beyond getting information to process through the cognitive systems, it's that they have to offer a comprehensive package. They have to know how to sell these services and these tools. The problem with multiple acquisitions is that none of the systems are fully integrated yet, and you may have a mess of a situation when they're trying to sell these products to a customer. In 2017, they have to step back and streamline their service offerings. Make it one comprehensive contract, one comprehensive platform that enables customers to be able to use their services. Ultimately, the software and these services, they're designed to analyze and process copious amounts of information and visual data. They're supposed to augment and enhance a doctor's ability to diagnose a patient. It's both complicated and simple at the same time. It's very easy to understand what these things do. They're doing what 1,000 people would do in a fraction of the time, just looking at things, finding trends. When you present in a certain way, it's a very easy sell, but they can't get bogged down with their own corporate infrastructure and red tape. Make it easy for the customers to buy the stuff that they want to buy. Google's also facing a unique challenge because they are going to try to remain competitive with Amazon and with Microsoft. They do have a great offering of software as a service. They are sensitive to customers' information and privacy needs. So in addition to making really good progress in the healthcare space, they have to go toe-to-toe with Amazon and straight-up cloud hosting and services. That's both good and bad. It's good for consumers because it will drive the prices down, but it does create a degree of uncertainty. The pricing is so cutthroat, the margins are so low, that it could very well be possible that one of these competitors get knocked out of the market completely, like we saw with Cisco last year and HP the year before. Speaking of HP, I really don't know what they're going to do this year. I suspect through all of the spin merges and sell-offs that they have made themselves very attractive to be acquired. I don't know who is in a strong enough position to purchase that company. They're doing well with storage, but storage as a whole isn't a growth business. Personally, that is why I think EMC sold to Dell. You're seeing more integration into the cloud from a storage perspective, and that is going to eat into the traditional storage provider's margins. Unless something dramatic changes, these companies' margins are going to get thinner and thinner, and you're going to see even more market consolidation. So would Dell/EMC buy HP? Probably not. They're already in too much debt, but perhaps some kind of merger of a Pure, an Infinidat, and an HP, where they become truly a storage-based company, and that is their main agenda. And they do have a very robust server market, but hardware, that's not where the money is. So 2017 prediction for HP, if they can, they will be sold or they will merge with another company because hardware is not going to keep the lights on. 2017 is going to be an interesting year for open source as well. Companies like Red Hat have grown this year, not only because the products are good and the licensing models are much more reasonable than traditional software companies, but you're also seeing a situation where there's integration with the cloud. And that exponential growth that the cloud promises works much better on an open source platform. And customers are also concerned about signing up for cloud products because they may be stuck there. But it's curious how the market is not necessarily trending in that direction as a whole. OpenStack, which I think is a very promising foundation/platform multiple companies were participating in, is starting to see people move away from that. IBM is still supporting OpenStack, but for how much longer? And yes, I have said that open cloud is sort of a MacGuffin. Companies are saying that they support it because at the end of the day, open source hosting technology is a much smaller issue than the services and software that'll be running on top of that cloud. Great, you're running an OpenStack hosting web service and you can move from Amazon to Google to IBM. But if you're signed up for their Bluemix platform or some of their cognitive technologies, it's going to be much more difficult to move that technology off into something else. I think that the move away from an OpenStack is still early. I don't feel like the customers have been lulled into a false sense of security yet. So in conclusion of my 2017 predictions, cloud will continue to grow, Amazon will still be the king, Oracle may be the dark horse, both IBM and Google will buy more health companies, HP might get picked off, there's nothing left to sell, and I have this sneaking suspicion that Salesforce is going to get bought. Call me crazy, but I think that might happen this year. From an industry trend perspective, you're going to see a lot of merging of terms. Artificial intelligence and cognitive computing, you'll see those terms start to merge more. You will also start to see those terms mix with big data. And it's going to create a triforce of computing information. So big data, cognitive computing, artificial intelligence, they're all sort of mixed together. You have systems that are full of information that need to be processed in a certain way. And they're calling it cognitive computing or artificial intelligence. But it's really just a way of sorting and processing that information through a veneer that humans can appreciate and access more easily. So those three forces will come together. And one of those terms will win in the end. But I don't think that big data is going to be a term you're going to hear as much next year. It's going to get folded under those other two terms. And I think it's going to be cognitive computing, by the way. Artificial intelligence sounds scary. So that's it for my quick predictions. I promise at the end of this year, we'll roll out this episode and we'll see how right I am. If I hit the 22% that the Wall Street Journal analysts failed at, I'll consider that a success. And that's all we have for this week. As a reminder, you can find Sourcecast on iTunes, Google Music, and all of your favorite podcasting applications. Sourcecast is recorded in bucolic Mantua, New Jersey, and is produced and recorded by me. Music has been provided by Google. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.